Today's daf is Sukkah Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are at the Mishnah, 18 lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Vav Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Ovadya Ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Devorah Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Baruch Bendit Ben Devorah Hinda, Sarah Nechama Bas Rus Malka, Rus Malka Bas Sarah, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Sarah Rachel, and Yaakov Ben Yocheved. So we're continuing to discuss the halachas of Dalet Minim, in the very classic Perek Lulav HaGozel. So today's daf is going to begin discussing the halacha of Eged in a Lulav. So what exactly is Eged? Machloikis Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda has a shita that Lulav Tzarech Eged, meaning one is obligated to take the Lulav, the Hadas, and the Arava and to tie them together. It's something that one is obligated to do. If you would take the Lulav Hadas Arava and Esrik, but there was no Eged on the Lulav Hadas and the Arava, the halacha is, it would be pasul. Meaning, Lulav Tzarech Eged, this is something that one absolutely has to do. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim hold, that Lulav ain't Tzarech Eged. Stating that, as we saw several times in the Gemaras, even though the Chachamim hold Lulav ain't Tzarech Eged, but the Chachamim hold mitzvah la'agdoi, there is a mitzvah to do a lekatchila, and that's related to Hidr mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda holds Lulav Tzarech Eged, nothing to do with Hidr mitzvah, Lulav Tzarech Eged, because that's the way it is. The Chachamim hold, you don't have to do it, it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah of Dalet Minim, but at the same time, Zeh Keli Vaveyu, and it's for that reason, it's certainly a lekatchila. What's the difference? Yevet, if he didn't do Eged, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's going to be a problem. According to the Chachamim, it's going to be fine. So the Mishnah begins with the halacha related to Eged. It says the Mishnah, Ein oigden es ha-lulav ela b'mina divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech Eged, not just that. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the min that's used to do the Eged has to be the same min as the lulav itself. So you can't just take some foreign object and use that to tie the lulav, but rather ein oigdin es halulav elo b'minoi, which means either something that's made from the lulav, something that's made from the hadas, or something that's made from the arava. Rameh argued, he said afilu bechut shel meshicha. That's Rashi's gersa. You could even use linen, meaning it doesn't have to be dafka, something that's one of the minim of the dalad minim. Amr Rameh, and then Rameh said, I'll prove to you my position from a story, Maisa, there was a Maisa of Anshe Yerushalayim, with the Yidden that lived in Yerushalayim, they used to take strings and strips of gold, and that's the way they would tie their lulavim. So Rav Meir said, gold is not one of the minim, and still you see they did it. So Rav Meir, taking a play out of Rabbi Yehuda's playbook, said, I'll bring you a raya from a Maisa, that you see clearly that they used to use Gimoni Yishazav, hence you don't have to use Dafka, one of the Gimominim. Amrulai. So they told Rav Meir, B'minei ha-yo'ogden oisamamat. You have to know the rest of the story. It's true they used to use gold to wrap the Gimominim, but underneath the gold, there was a strip of real Eged, and that's how they fulfilled the mitzvah of Eged. What they did on top, we don't really care. Meaning, you have to be ma'aged the lulav b'minoi, and in that story with the Anshe Yerushalayim, they were ma'aged the lulav b'minoi. It just so happens that on top of that, to make it look nice, they would add a little bit of gold. But the bottom line is, we have machloikis Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. That is the short version of the Mishnah. According to Rav Yehuda, ein oigden es ha-lulav ela b'minoi. According to Rav Meir, anything. Afilu chut shal meshicha, you can use linen. He brought a riot from a story where they use gold. Zakhti Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said that when Rabbi Yehuda said that you're allowed to, or you have to use minoy when you're ma'agad alulav, what he meant to say was afilu besiv, afilu beikra de dikla. So siv is ivy that grows around the palm tree. Ikra de dikla is the bark of the tree. Meaning, you can take any part of the tree and use it. As long as it's part of the kapas tamarim, as long as it's part of the arava, the anaf eitz avos, that would be enough for you to be able to use it. What's the chiddush? So these things are not hadar. So there would have been a havamina that maybe Rabbi Yehuda's halacha is based more on hadar, and therefore ein oydenes halulav ela b'minoi. And if that's the case, to use the siv and the ikra de dikla would be a problem. So that's what Rava said. No, afilu siv, afilu ikra de dikla is going to be okay. Amar Rava, Rava continued, and he said, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's pshat of Rabbi Yehuda? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold ein oydenes halulav ela b'minoi? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged. This is Rabbi Yehuda's shita throughout the Masechta, that the eged isn't an optional thing. It's not just because of Zekeli Van Veo Hidr Mitzvah, but it's something that you have to do. Okay, and if you're going to bring some other min, have a chamisha min, you're going to end up with 5 min. Because you're going to have the lulav, the hadas, the rav, the esrig, and then whatever other min you just brought in order to do the egged. And if you're going to have a fifth min, that's bal toisef, that you're not allowed to do. You're never allowed to add to a mitzvah. And as a result, if you're going to take some other min, you're going to be adding to a mitzvah. Meaning at the end of the day, it says in the Torah, which means those are the four minim you're allowed to take. There's nothing else that you are allowed to take. If you're going to go now and you are going to bring something else for the eged, that will be the fifth min, and that will be an issue. Now, one thing is clear in the Gemara, that this whole svara of the eged being a fifth min and creating bal teisef problems is only if you hold lulav tzarech eged. Rava said, Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged. Because you need it, that's why you run into a bal teisef issue. If you didn't need it, then there would not be a bal teisef issue. Something to think about. So the Gemara of Amar Rava. Rava continued his third comment. And he said, how do I know the siva ikra de dikla mina de lulavu? Meaning, Rava began, and he said that when Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein oydin asal lulav ela b'minoy," if you would take the sieve, that's the ivy that grows around the palm tree, or if you would take ikra de dikla, you would take a little bit of the bark of the dekel, that would be considered the same min as the lulav, and that would be okay. And Rava said, I feel like I need to back this up. Mino aminolot. Let me explain to you how I know this. And again, what's the chiddush? So the chiddush we said is that it's not hadar, but really there's also a chiddush because maybe when the halacha is that you have to take the min, it means it has to be the very same thing, which means the lulav grows on a palm tree, but it's a specific aspect of the palm tree. When Rava says you can take the sieve and you can take the ikra de dikla, what he's essentially telling you is, I don't care if it's not so hadar, but he's also saying it doesn't have to be literally the kapas tamarim. As long as it comes from the dekla, which is where the kapas tamarim comes from, that in and of itself is going to be okay. So Rava said, how do I know that the Tanya? He said it's a braisa. The braisa says as follows, basukais teshvu shivas yom. We learn from here, sukkah shall call davar diri ramei. Ramei holds you can make the sukkah out of anything, referring to the schach of the sukkah. And really, the schach of the sukkah, as long as it checks off the two boxes that the Mishnah mentioned on daf yud aleph amud aleph, it has to be a davar shegidule min aretz, it has to be a davar she'enu makabel toma, then it's kosher schach. But in terms of what it has to be, I don't know. It can be shall call davar. It doesn't matter what it is. Rabbi Huda says a chiddush. And this is the first time we're seeing this sheet as Rabbi Huda. In sukkah neheges ela bedalid minim shabalulav, that you're only allowed to use a schach dalad minim. So your schach has to be either a lulav, a hadas, a rava, or an esrig. But it has to be the dalad minim. Said Rabbi Yehuda, how do I know that? So he brought a very gishmak in Makar. He learned it from a kal v'chaim. V'adin nois, ma lulav shein noig b'lay, let's give a yom, ein noig ala barbas minim. Ma duch lulav, which is only noig during the day. There's no lulav at night. Still, you have to have the four minim. Sukkah shein heges b'lay, let's give a yom. Sukkah, which is noig by day and by night. Meaning, it's more chomer sukkah. Ein noig din shalai tei ala barbas minim. Certainly, it should only be for the 4 minutes. Rabbi Yehuda said, I have a kal v'chaim. Lulav is kal. It's only noig during the day. Sukkah is chomer. It's noyig even at night. Anytime you want to eat during the 7 days of sukkah, doesn't matter day or night, sleeping, you have to do in a sukkah. So sukkah is more chomer. So madach lulav, which is kal, is boxed into the 4 minim. Certainly sukkah, which is more chomer, should be boxed into the 4 minim. Amulai. So they told Rabbi Yehuda, kol din shatu don chilasi lahachmer v'soifel lahakol anything. They said, Rabbi Yehuda, this is not a good kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer means you can prove a chumrah through kal v'chaymer. It's one of the Yud Gimel Midrash HaTorah in the Drashas, man. If you see a chumrah by a dover kal, you can apply the chumrah to a dover chumrah as well. That's the concept of a kal v'chaymer. But a kal v'chaymer only teaches me something that's inherently a chumrah. But if you have something that's not inherently a chumrah, meaning you have something that maybe ostensibly is a chumrah, but it could also result in a kula, so then you can't use the kal v'chaymer. And what they told Rabbi Yehuda was that by saying that you can only fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah by using one of the dalad minim, even though it sounds like at the surface you're telling me a chumrah, but really there's a kula that's going to come from it. How so? Because loy matza arbas minim. What's going to happen if you don't have dalad minim? Yeah, yoshev u'batol. You're going to end up not fulfilling the mitzvah of sukkah. V'atayr amr b'sukkah stage for shivas yalim. Sukkah shel kol davar. Meaning they said that, I understand, Rabbi Yehuda, what you're trying to say. You want to tell me there's a kal v'chaymer. Madach dalad minim needs dalad minim. Certainly, sukkah should need dalad minim. The problem is, this chumrah comes with an invoice, which is essentially a kula. Because what's going to happen if you don't have dalad minim for your sukkah? So you're going to end up not having a sukkah? So if this chumra is going to lead lidei gula, that's not a valid kal v'chomer. And besides, pesukah stesh v'shivas yamim sounds like sukah shal kol davar, so we don't agree with this halacha. V'chein be'ezra, the chachamim continued piling on Rabbi Yehuda. They said, what about the pasuk in Ezra that we're very familiar with? Tzehu ha'har. So when they made that epic sukkah in the beginning of Bayesheni, so Nehemiah tells the Yidden, go to the mountain, v'heviyu, and bring alizayas, olive branches, v'ali etshemen, v'ali hadas, v'ali tmarim, v'ali eitz avos, lastly sukkas kakosif. Now, what were they bringing the ali zayis for? What were they bringing the ali etshemen for? Clearly, they were bringing it for the mitzvah of sukkah. So you see clearly that you can use something that's not one of the dalet minim for sukkah. So the chachamim told Rabbi Yehuda, number one, I disagree with the kal v'chomer. Number two, besukkas teish v'shivas yamim is mashma sukkah shekol davar. And number three, the pasuk in Nehemiah, the pasuk in Ezra, when they go out to bring all these different minim, what are they bringing it for? They're obviously bringing it for the sukkah. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda savor, what is Rabbi Yehuda? The whole. So as it relates to the drasha that the Gemara doesn't address, as it relates to the kal v'chomer that the Gemara doesn't address, but what about the psukim in Ezra and Nehemiah? What about that? So the Gemara says, "Hani l'tfanos." You have to say the Rabbi Yehuda held that those things that were brought weren't brought for the schach; they were brought for the tfanos. Ali hadas, ali tmarim, ali itzav as the schach, and the things that are from the dalaminim they were used for the schach. Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda said, "I understand, I acknowledge that there's a pasuk that says that they brought things other than the dalaminim to build sukkahs, but who said it was to build?" The schach of the sukkah. Maybe it was to build the walls of the sukkah. We know all the halachas of sukkah are negay of the schach. It's not negay of the walls. The walls, you can do whatever you want. Mechitzei shel barzel, you can have metal walls and it's going to be okay. So, Rabbi Yehuda said that I know the pasuk in Ezra and Nehemiah, but who said the pasuk over there was discussing the schach? Maybe it was discussing the defanos. Okay. So we have over here that we have a machloikis Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir holds basukas teshvu, sukkah shel kol davar, that you can make anything you want. Your schach, as long as it's a davar shegidulim in aretz, as long as it's a davar sheinu mekabel tuma, anything that you want to use is going to be fine. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ain't sukkah nehegas ela b'dalad minim shabalulav." You're only allowed to use the dalad minim shabalulav. But we brought this machloikis Rameir Rabbi Yehuda for a reason. What was the context? Rava had said that when Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ain't oigden asalulav ela b'minoy," he didn't mean that it has to be dafka the lulav. If you take any part of the palm tree where the lulav grows, that in and of itself would be okay. So if you took siv, if you took ikra the dikla, that would be okay. And Rava said, how do I know that? See, he proved it from this machlok. So far we don't see anything. So it's this next Gemara that's going to be the punchline. Says the Gemara, oh, Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. This is the Mishnah we discussed very much in the first parak. Mesachachin ben Nesarin, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to take Nesarin. You're allowed to take wood that's used ordinarily for a roof and use it as your schach. Rameir argued, if you recall, and Rameir said, "Ein mesachachin b'nesarim," because of Gzeres Tikra, Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara said, "Tani kavasi de Rav, Tani kavasi de Shmuel." This was one of the sugyas in the first parak. This was a Gemara that was discussed very much on Daf Yod Dalet. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is mesachachin b'nesarim. You can take planks of wood and you're allowed to use it as schach. Now, where's this wood coming from? It's coming from which one of the dalminim is? In Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that schach has to be dalminim. So what are the nesarim? It's not a hadas. It's not an arava. It's not an esrig. It must be, it's the bark of the palm tree. So you see that when it says kapas tamarim, it doesn't mean dafka the lulav. It means any aspect of it. Alma, siv, the ikra, the dikla, mina the lulav, the hushma mina. So Rava said, you want to know how I know this? I know it from over here. Zokti omiyam, Rabbi Yehuda, arbas minim in midiachrin iloi. It's afraid the Gemara. Shitas Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said that if it comes to schach, you have to use arba mini, can't use anything else. Ejra b'tanyi b'lun to the b'ray, says, sichach b'nesarim shal eres. If somebody used that schach, nesarim, so this is wood that's made of eres. Eres is a cedar tree. Sheish ben abar tvachin. If it's four tvachin, so everyone holds it's possible. Even about tvachim, if it's less than four tvachim, Rameir points. Rameir says it's possible. Rabbi Yehuda Machsha, Rabbi Yehuda says it's gashem. Moed Rameir, Rameir is moed. Shem Yesh bein Nesel and Nesa and Kemloy Neser. That if in between these planks you have a space that's equal to the space of the planks themselves, Ksheira, then the Shemeniach Psal Benem, you can put kosher eschach in between it, Ksheira, and it's going to be kosher. So again, this was also discussed very much in the first parak. We don't have to go back to the lumdis of Mesachachim Minasarim or Emesachim Minasarim. We just need one thing that you see from here that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a person can use Nesarim Shal Erez eschach. You can use cedar planks eschach. So Gemara says, my Erez. What exactly is Erez? Lechura, you would think that Erez is a cedar. Which one of the Dalminim is that? It's not kapas tmorim. It's not hadasim. It's not a rov. It's not an esrik. So you see, Rabbi Yehuda's shita is that you're allowed to use even not from the dalamim. So the Gemara is asking a kasha. It's true. Rabbi Yehuda said that you only have to use the dalaminim. But chur, you see from this Rabbi Yehuda that you can use an eres. It doesn't have to be the dalaminim. So Gemara says no. You want to know what eres really is? Eres is hadas. It's an hadasa. Hadas. Hadas is an eres. What do you find that hadas is an eres? They say in the yeshiva of Rav, there's 10 different types of arosim. So when you find eres, it could be one of 10 things. It's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, etim ba'midbar eres, shita v'hadas v'goymer. Regardless, a whole drasha. But the bottom is there's 10 different types of ereses, and this eres that price was referring to is maybe really a hadas, and that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant. So regardless, we had a machloikis between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Ein oigden as halulav ela b'minoy." Rabbi Meir argued, he said that you can use anything. You can use linen, you can use gold. It doesn't have to be dafka mina, it doesn't have to be one of the dalad minim. And the Gemara brought two comments that Rava made on what Rabbi Yehuda said. Number one, Rava said that when Rabbi Yehuda said you can use or you need to use minoy, it doesn't have to be, for example, the lulav. It could be any part of the tree that the lulav grows on. Afilu besiv, v'afilu beikra dedikla. The second thing Rava said was, my time of the Rabbi Yehuda. Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold that it has to be dafka one of the minim? It's because Rabbi Yehuda holds lulav tzarech eged, and therefore if you're going to use a fifth min, it's going to end up being bal ta'isif. And then Rava said, let me back up the first thing that I said. How do I know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, minoy means even any aspect of the tree? It doesn't have to be dafka the kapis tomorrow. So he brought a raya from the fact that Rabbi Yehuda has a shita mesachichin benesarim. Mesachichin benesarim, what is that? How can you use an eser? Doesn't Rabbi Yehuda also have a shita that you have to use the dalad mina when it comes to schach? So if you have to use the dalad mina when it comes to schach, how can you use an eser? Must be, the neser is the min of the lulav. So you see that when we talk about the min of the lulav, it doesn't have to be the physical lulav. It can be the tree on which the lulav grows. So just like that's true as it relates to what's going to be kosher schach, that will also be true as it relates to tying up the lulav. You have to tie the lulav with the min of, let's say, the lulav. Oh, the sieve and the ikra the dikla would be considered a min. How do I know that? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds the schach also has to be a lulav, for example, and yet the bark of the tree is enough. So if the bark of the tree is considered a min for schach, it should be considered a min as it relates to the halacha of eged as well. So the Mishnah said that Rameyer said you can use anything, and then he brought a raya from a maisa. What was the story? The Yakire Yerut, the Anshe Yerushalayim, they used to tie their lulavin with gold. And they told Rameyer it's not a raya because underneath the gold, they used to use one of the minim of that. So Tanya, we learned to the price. Omer Rameyer, Maisa B'Yakire Yerushalayim. There was a story, not with the Anshe Yerushalayim, but the Yakire Yerushalayim. These are the Choshava people. Minchbode Yerushalayim, Ha'ashirim, obviously. These were people that were wealthy. They had gold to tie their lulav with. And they said, they told, so Rav Meir said, isn't this a raya you can use anything? And they told him, Yisham raya, mino ha'yayde. So what's the difference between the Braisa and the Mishnah? There's always a difference. But what's the difference? In the Mishnah just says, Anche Yerushalayim. In the Braisa, it refers to these Anche Yerushalayim as the Yakire Yerushalayim. Zok de Gemara. Amalu Rabba lahana magadlu yashana de beresh kalusa. Rabba told the people that used to tie the lulav love him in the house of the Reish Galusa. When you do this, Shairu Bay Base Yad, make sure that on the bottom there's a base yad, meaning there's going to be something that's going to tie and keep the Hadas, the Lulav, and the Arava together. But underneath that thing, make sure there's enough room where you can hold on to your Lulav. Because if you're going to hold the Eged and not the actual lulav hadas and arava, it's going to be a chatzitza, and you're not going to fulfill the mitzvah ulakachtam lachem. The mitzvah ulakachtam lachem l'riyam rishon is to hold the lulav that hadas and arava. You have to hold the physical lulav hadas and arava. You can't hold the eged. You can't hold the thing that's tying them together. So Rabbi told the people that were working by the Beit Reish Kalusa, make sure you leave room underneath the eged, so you can have an eged that keeps them together. But there has to be a base yad, a handle, so to speak, for you to be able to hold on to the lulav hadas and arava directly without having to hold on to the eged. Rava Amar, but Rava argued with Rabba. He said, no, kol, and that oisayenichaitse. At the end of the day, this eged makes the lulav look nicer. If it makes it look nicer, it's not considered a chatzitza. It's not some foreign item. It's making it look nicer. If it's making it look nicer, that's not going to be considered a chatzitza. Similar, Amar Rabba, Rabba said, like Lincoln, inish, hoishana, besudar. When it comes time to taking the dal minim, don't take a sudar. Don't take a napkin and with that sudder, hold on to the dalad minim. You have to hold on to it directly. The be'ina lekichatam, because it says ulakachtem. Ulakachtem is miloshin velokachtam. It has to be a lekichatam, a complete lekicha, which means you have to make direct contact with the thing that you're holding velakta. And if there's going to be a sudder in between, there's going to be a handkerchief, there's going to be whatever it is, it's going to be an issue. Rava said no. Lekicha yidei davarach shmo lekicha. So Rava said that's not a problem of ulakachtem. Lekachtem doesn't mean that you have to make direct contact with the thing that you're holding. If you pick something up through a davar achar, that's also considered okay. So as long as you're holding the dalad minim, even if you're holding it because you're holding a sudr and the sudr is attached to the dalad minim, that's going to be fine. Omer Rav said, no, I mean, how do I know the lekicha davar achar shmo lekicha? What's my makar lekicha? The time we learned in the Mishnah, this Mishnah is in the 12th parak of Meseches Par, and it's talking about the halachas of paradu. So someone that's tamei tumas meis, in order for him to be tahar, one of the things he needed was he had to be sprinkled on from the paraduma. So water, ashes of the paraduma, they were mixed together. And then a kohen would take ezoy, if he would take a certain type of grass, dip it into the water and the ashes, and spritz it onto the person that was tamei meis. Says the Mishnah, ezoy katzer. What if somebody had ezoy that was katzer? I mean, he had ezoy, but it was very, very short. The point is that he couldn't dip it all the way into the container that had the water and the ashes. You want to take the ezoy, dip it into the water with the ashes, make it wet, and then sprinkle it on the person that's Tommy Thomas Mace. The problem is the Ezev was katzner, and you couldn't do it. So says the Mishnah, Misapke b'chuta b'kosh. What you could do is, you can make it longer. You can attach it to a string, you can attach it to a needle, and by doing that, you'll be able to make it a little bit longer, v'toyvel, and be toyvel, and mila, pick it up, v'oiches be'ezev amaz, then you'll hold on to the grass, and you'll do the hazah. So Rava said, amai, why is this okay? V'lokach v'toyvel amirachmono. It says, v'lokach ezev, first you have to take the ezev, and then v'toyvel b'mayim. It sounds like you have to be holding the ezev. Over here, you're not holding the ezev. Over here, you attached it to a rope. You have some pulley system, where you're going to get the ezev to go into the tube, to make contact with the ashes, and with the mayim chayim, and then you're going to do the hazah. So why is this okay? Must be that even though you're not physically holding it, but the fact that you're holding it through a string, that's enough for it to be considered the lakach ezoiv lekicha al yedei davar achar. Again, I'm holding the ezoiv via the string, that's considered a lekicha. So if that's considered a lekicha over here, Rava said the same thing will be true when it comes to dalad minim. It says ulakachtam lechem v'yayim arisha in dalad minim. That's true, but I'm holding it. I'm holding it through the sudder. Ay, it's a lekicha idei davar achar. Just like lekicha idei davar achar is considered a lekicha when it comes to holding the ezoiv when you are toivel the ezoiv into the mayim, so too would be considered a lekicha here too as well. But the Gemara says, "Mimai, I don't know if there's a raya." Over there, you took the string and you tied it to the ezoiv, so it's attached. So being that it's attached, maybe over there it's going to be different. Meaning, you attached it. The sudr is not attached to the dalad minim. The sudr is just the medium that you're using to lift the dalad minim. It's between your hand and the dalad minim, but it's not physically attached. So says the Gemara, maybe there's no raya. Gemara says, I hear elamehach. It must be Rava's raya was from somewhere else. Also, a Mishnah Masechtas Paro, similar concept, not Perik Yud Beis in Masechtas Paro, but Perik Vav in Masechtas Paro. The Mishnah over there is discussing the mixing of the ashes and the water. Now, the halach is that the kohen, whose job it was to do this, had to take the ashes of the paraduma, this is the burnt paraduma, and mix it together with the water. So it says the Mishnah, what happens if the person didn't physically mix it, but nafal mishvesh feres l'shoikis? It got mixed by itself. So he didn't pick it up and put it in, but rather the ashes fell out of the shveferes that it was in. It landed in the shoikis. That's the container where the water is. Ended up getting mixed up. The halach is possible. It's going to be possible. Says the Gemara, ha, yipila, hu kasha. Now it sounds like the issue is that it fell by itself. But what would be if the kohen himself would be mapel it? He would take the shveferes, pour the ashes that are inside it into the shoikis. It sounds like it would be okay. Again, what happened? The shveferes tipped over. The ashes fell into the water. Perfect. And now you have yourself your ashes and your water for the paraduma. So the halach is it's not okay. Why? Because it happened by itself. It sounds like if a person would have done that same exact action, he would have not, the shveferes would have tipped by itself, but he would have tipped the shveferes, and then the ashes would have came out of the shveferes into the water. that would be fine, even though he never made contact with the actual ashes. But the Gemara's kashas amai, why is it good? It says in the Torah, v'lokchu latame, me'afar srefas achatos, v'nofal olav mayim chayim. It sounds like v'lokchu offer. You have to grab onto the offer. Amar Rachmano. And over here, you didn't do that. You see, it's okay. That even though I didn't physically touch the offer, but I touched the Shvayferis, the container where the offer is in, that's considered v'lokchu on the offer. Why? Because l'kicha al yedei davar anchar shmoy l'kicha. And here they're not attached. Here you can't be doichet like the Gemara did previously. The Shvayferis is not attached to the offer and still it works. That's what Rava said. That's how I know that if somebody would lift a dalad minim, even if it would use a sudr, it would be okay. For Amar Rabba, Rabba said, l'lodutz inish lulava bahishana. So you're taking your hadas, your arava, your ishana, and your lulav, and you're mixing it all together with the eged, and you're gonna tie it together. So said Rabba, make sure that you shouldn't take first the hadas and the arava, tie them together, and then take the lulav and try to kvetch it in. Because if you're gonna end up kvetching it in, you know what's gonna happen? Some of the hadasim and some of the aravas are gonna fall off. Some of the leaves are going to fall off. And they're going to serve as a chatzitza. You're going to end up with a chatzitza brown. And as a result, you shouldn't do this. Rava Amar, Rava said that's not an issue. Because at the end of the day, how could it be a chatzitza? You want the leaves of the hadas and the leaves of the arava to be chatzitz between the gimel minim. Meaning, if you would put some foreign item between the lulav, the hadas, and the arava, and then tie it together, it would be a chatzitza. Lulav tzarech eged, they have to all be tied together, they have to be unified. And there can't be anything in between. But this is not a chatzitza, because what's there? The leaves of the hadas, the leaves of the arava, that's what you're worried about. That's the chatzitza. That's mimbeminoi is ainu chaitzis. Amar Rabba. Rabba said another halacha. He said, loy legus inish lulava behishana. Let's say a person feels he has to cut his lulav. Lulav's too long, so you want to cut it. So you shouldn't cut the lulav while it's tied together with the hadasim and the aravas. The mishtairi hutzik, because what's going to happen is, when you cut it, you may end up with a little bit of debris, a little bit of little pieces. It's going to end up being a chatzitza. This is Rabbi L'shitasai. Just like Rabbi was worried that the leaves of the hadas and the arava would be a chatzitza, so he's also worried that the leaves of the lulav that chop off, when you cut it, there may be some little pieces there, that's also going to be a chatzitza. And again, you can't have a chatzitza because you have to tie it all together. But the Gemara says, Rabbi said, mim b'mine eini chaitzitz, and because mim b'mine eini chaitzitz, so he said, this is not something you have to worry about. But Rabbi said another halacha. Hadas shel mitzvah. The hadas of the mitzvah, asal ariyach bai. You're not let her smell the hadas on Sukkos. Esrik shel mitzvah mutal ariyachbay. But you're allowed to smell the esr. Now, what would even be the havamina that you shouldn't be able to smell the hadas? You shouldn't be able to smell the esrig. So Rashi says the havamina is a gemara that we learned together on Daf Tesamet Aleph. Where the gemara says that a sukkah is asa bahana. We compare the sukkah to the chagiga. And just like the chagiga is asa bahana, so too the atzei sukkah are asa bahana. Once we know that a sukkah is asabahana, so now we can have a conversation about the dalad minim also being asabahana, because the dalad minim are on some level comparable to the sukkah. But the bottom line is, Rabbi said that the hadasim of mitzvah, meaning the hadasim that you're using for dalad minim, asal rikh, but you're not allowed to smell. You can't have personal benefit from it. The esrig, you're allowed to smell. So the question is, Mamanavshach, if we compare the dalad minim to the sukkah, so what's the difference between the hadas and the esrig? So this is what Rabbi addressed. He said, my time of hadas, the hadasim, why do people, you don't eat hadasim? So what ano would a person have from a hadas? What benefit would he have? He would smell it. So ki akse mirecha akse. When we say it's asab ano, what it means is it's asin, you're not allowed to have the regular hana from it, which means smell, you're not allowed to smell. Esrik, the lachil koi. As opposed to the esrik, what do people usually do with an esrik? You eat an esrik. So ki akse mirecha akse. So there we're going to say that the esrik, which is used primarily for eating, so it's asab ano, but it's only asa for the primary ano. The primary ano of a hadas is smelling it, so therefore you can't smell. The primary ano of an esrik is eating it, and therefore the halacha is you can't eat it, but you want to smell it, that's something you're going to be allowed to do. So this is an interesting Gemara, that just like the sukkah's asa bahana, similar to the chagiga, so too the dalad minim are also asa bahana. Says the Gemara, another halacha that Rabbi said, hadas b'mechubim b'tol erich bay. The hadas, now this is not a halacha in hilchas sukkah, but rather this is a halacha in hilchas Shabbos. If you have a hadas that's attached to a tree, the halacha is you're allowed to smell it. Esr b'chub asal ariyach bay. But if you have an esr that's attached to a tree, you're not allowed to smell it. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara says, hadas lo ariyach koi, hadas which is made to smell, isharusle lo asi lemigze. So you're going to smell it. What are you worried about? Like, what would be the issue? Why shouldn't you be able to smell it on Shabbos? Because you don't want to get too close to a tree. You don't want to be mishtamish be'ilon, because he may end up coming to cut it off. Why would you cut the hadasim off? What benefit do you have from cutting it off? So you should be able to smell it better. You could smell it just as good on the tree. The ikar hanah people have from an esrog is they eat it. If you're going to go ahead and you're going to smell it, you may cut it off and you may come to eat it, and that's going to be a problem. So a hadas that people don't eat, people smell, you could smell it while it's attached just as much as when it's detached. So therefore, the halach is you're not allowed to smell it. You're allowed to smell it on Shabbos. You have nothing to worry about. But the esrog that people eat, if we allow you to smell it, then there's a concern you may end up cutting it off. Amar Rabba, and Rabba said another halacha. Rabba said that lulav biyamin, you're supposed to hold the lulav in your right hand, the esrog b'smo, you're supposed to hold the esrog in your left. At my time, what's the reason? Because hani klasa mitzvah v'hai chada mitzvah. Because the lulav is three mitzvahs. The lulav has in it the lulav, the hadas, and the arav. As opposed to the esrog, which is only one mitzvah, this is three against one. The right hand is more chashiv than the left, and therefore the three are in the right hand, the one is in the left hand. Amalei Rabbi Yumi le Rabbi Zrika. So Rabbi Yumi told Rabbi Zrika, if that's the case, my time le mevichon el al netilas lulav. Why do we make the bracha of al netilas lulav? So he said, ha'il gvay mikum. The reason is because it's the tallest of all the minim. Being that it's the tallest, that's why we make the bracha on the lulav. So he said, v'laik b'lasser v'levarach. That's a reason. Hold the esrog higher and make the bracha on the esrog. So Amalei, he told him, ha'il. No, what I mean to say is that the min, naturally, the lulav grows taller than all the other minim. And because it naturally grows taller than all the other minim, so it's for that reason that the bracha that we make is al netilas lulav, it's not al netilas hadas, not al netilas arava, it's also not al netilas asterisk. So the first part of the daf was the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds ein oigdin es halulav ela b'mina. Rabbi Yehuda is the one in Masechta Sukkah that holds lulav tzarech eged, and Rabbi Yehuda has a sheet of ein oigdin es halulav ela b'mina. And what emerged from the Gemara's discussion was another fascinating Rabbi Yehuda. Right from the first mission in the Masechta, Sukkah shigavoy l'mayla miyasser ma'am psulav Rabbi Yehuda machsher. So we knew there was that set the tone for a lot of Rabbi Yehuda in the Masechta. But the point is, Rabbi Yehuda has a sheet that the Tzchach has to be from the Dal. But either way, that was the first part of the daf, which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that Ein Oigden Es Halulav Ela B'minoi. The second part of the daf was a whole bunch of different halachas related to Dalad Minim that are attributed to the Amora Rabba. Rabba said that when you prepare your Dalad Minim, so you have to make sure, even though you're going to wrap it, there's going to be an egget, but make sure that the person that's going to pick up the Dalad Minim is going to have a handle of the Minim themselves, like this, there won't be any chatzitza. Rabbi said, loy linkit inish hayshana besudra. You have to make sure that when you lift the Dalad Minim, you can't hold a sudra. You can't hold on to a sudra and lift the Dalad Minim that way, because l'kicha yidei dover achar, loy shmo l'kicha. Rabbi said that when you ma'agad the lul of the hadas and the arava, make sure you don't put the hadas and the arava and then shtup the lul of it, because it's going to cause leaves to come out. Those leaves are going to be chaytzeits between the lul of the hadas and the arava. And even though min b'mina, Rabbi holds min b'mina is a problem, and that's going to be an issue. Rabbi said that if you have to cut the lulav individually. Don't cut the lulav while it's inside the egget together with the hadas and the arava, because you can have little scraps of lulav that's going to be there, and that's going to end up being a chatzitza. Rabbi said that you're not allowed to smell a hadas, you're allowed to smell an esrog. Both chedushim. You're not allowed to smell the hadas, because the hadas is like the sukkah is asabana, so the hadas is also asabana. But you're allowed to smell the esrog. The reason is because the isra anah is only for the primary anah. The primary anah of a hadas is smelling it, therefore you're not allowed to smell it. The primary anah of the esrog is eating it, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. And the Gemara then said another halacha that Rabbi said, this one in Hilchas Shabbos, not in Hilchas Sukkah, related to a hadas and an esrog, and that is Rabbi said, you're allowed to smell a hadas that's attached to a tree, you're not allowed to smell an esrog that's attached to a tree. Because the same svara, hadas is primarily used for smelling. It's primarily used for smelling, so what are you worried about? You're going to smell it and then you're going to cut it? Why would you cut it? I could smell it while it's on the tree. An esrog is primarily used for eating, so there's a concern that if I'm going to smell it, I may end up cutting it because I want to eat it. And then finally, Rabbi said that when you make the bracha, you hold the lulav in the right hand, and you do the mitzvah, and you hold the esrog in your left hand. Why is that? Because the lulav is plus a mitzvah. It's three mitzvahs. It's the lulav, the hadas, and the arava, as opposed to the esrig, which is only one mitzvah.